Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Truth Be Told Radio. We're going to have music today by Avia Quinn, Shailen, and also Go Fish. So enjoy, and we are starting off with the B-I-B-L-E from Go Fish. Thanks for listening, Truth Be Told Radio.
The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me.
Thank you.
top of their life was still up to the brim. In fact, things were going so well between them. In less than a year, Kim had moved in with Jim. But not long after that, their lights grew dim. Cause Jim and Kim had a big problem. Kim felt like Jim was only about Jim. And Jim felt like Kim wanted to change him. Even small things became arguments for them. Like Jim liked whole milk, Kim liked skim. The future for Jim and Kim was looking grim. Their love song was turning into a requiem. But then one day, everything changed for Kim. She heard the gospel and got introduced to him.
Ah,
it's just a simple love story, y'all. So would you listen up for me, y'all? And while today is the day, don't let the decadence take you away. Don't let it take you away. Wait, it's just a simple love story, y'all.
Ain't no candy land. A fallen world it is. We need a
a savior to save us from the sins we did. It only takes a seeker to find out what's in store. So grab your faith and your Bible, knock on God's door. He gave you something special, a gift to share today. So glorify your maker in your own special way. Bench warmers not needed, we got no time for games. Since you got something to give, just step up to the plate.
What's your name, boy? What's your name, girl? Did you know God has a plan for you up in this world? You are the new breed, you're called to be a martyr. Don't compromise on the truth, just be a fire starter.
They call me extreme, I don't play by their rules, cause I am finding new ways to bring God back to school. The kids, they all own it, they know I ain't shade. I ain't no clown in a suit, just here to get paid. They got their armor on, made by Ephesians 6, sharing God with their crew, their sleeves don't hold no tricks. The time is running out, the blind are everywhere, so shine His light in their face and show that you really care.
What's your name, boy? What's your name, girl? Did you know God has a plan for you up in this world? You are the new breed, you're called to be a martyr. Don't compromise on the truth, just be a fire starter.
What about you? Are you on fire? You want to share the truth?
Come on. From the spark to the flame, to the blaze that burns, the pressure kind of glory. Go ahead, speak the truth. Go ahead, be the proof of walking testimony. That God is real, that Christ is healing. He is coming back. Gotta be radical, gotta be fanatical, cause here go all the facts. Without Christ dying and being resurrected, we'd all be damned to hell. Evil and sinners by nature, but God, He pays the bill.
What's your name, boy? What's your name, girl? Did you know God has a plan for you up in this world? You are the new breed, you're called to be a martyr. Don't compromise on the truth, just be a fire starter.
Be the fire to inspire change.
That was Avia Cohen singing the song called Firestarter, and before that we had the song called A Simple Love Story by Shylin. And next we're going to play is another one by Go Fish, and this one is called It's About the Cross. Thanks for listening. Truth Be Told Radio.
About the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not just about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. Oh, not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross.
What is it that gives a Even local churches credentials. Some would say music, some would say deacons, yeah. Others say reaching the lost and soul seeking. But if we want to give God the glory in our meetings, the most important thing is expository preaching. Where are the witnesses? Where are the spurses? Preach the word.
Come on.
Preach the word. We need sound theology to deal with reality.
Yeah.
Preach the word. Preach the word. We got enough rappers. We need more pastors.
Preach the word.
Yeah.
Preach the word.
We need explanation and deep application.
Yeah. Preach the word.
We got to
preach
the
word.
This verse right here is for the congregation. This is what y'all need to be listening for.
Yeah, let me explain what I mean. It's not too complex.
Uh-uh.
It's preaching God's word in its proper context. As you listen, be discerning. But you have to determine what's the point of the passage, the point of the sermon. If not, this problem must be confronted today, because he just used the Bible to say what he wanted to say.
What?
And even if it's delivered with fire and intelligence, that's basically making what God has inspired irrelevant. Instead of applying the word's reality, a lot of pastors relying on personality, but gifts of communication can never be a true replacement for the Holy Spirit's illumination. Without exposition, you'll lack major profit. All you'll get is tradition and your pastor's favorite topics, and that can be a slippery slope. The word should be giving you hope. This dude is just giving you jokes.
Come on.
That won't help you love Christ. It won't help your obedience. We need more expositors, not more comedians.
Right.
But shepherds who labor in the text and faithfully connect you to the Savior, then wait for its effect. God gives the increase. Holiness, love, unity. The word faithfully preached builds up the whole community. If not, your Sunday meal will not last, and you'll have to supplement it with the podcast.
Yeah.
Don't entertain us. That won't sustain us.
Preach the word.
Come on.
Preach the word.
Careful instruction, not a big production.
Preach the word.
The word.
Preach the word.
We don't need theatrics and mansion attachment.
Preach the word. Preach the word.
We're on the brink of eternity. Please speak earnestly.
Preach the word.
You got to
preach the word.
This verse right here is for the pastors. I just want to encourage y'all, man.
Yeah. Y'all should be mindful of this devout thesis. All of the Bible is about Jesus. The Old Testament, Jesus Christ concealed. The New Testament, Jesus Christ revealed. This truth of the Lord Christ boldly conveyed this in Luke 24 on the road to Emmaus. The law, the prophets, and the teachings of apostles. All of these point back to Jesus in the gospel. But if the work of Christ is what the word is about, ultimately that should be what the sermon's about. Forget applause, you got to let the cross rock ya. All roads in the Bible. I believe it, Golgotha. Whatever the text, faithfulness demands,
yeah,
that we should hear the echoes of nails hit in his hands. Don't try to be original, say the old story, and watch your people change as they behold glory.
The glory is Jesus, we need to see this.
Yeah. Preach the word.
Come on.
Preach
Come
the
on.
Word.
Make Christ the center so new life can enter.
Yeah. Preach the word.
We gotta
preach the word.
Give us the whole counsel along with the gospel.
Yeah. Preach the word.
Preach
the word.
This is your duty. Show us God's beauty.
Yeah.
Preach the word.
We gotta
preach
we
the
gotta.
Word.
Yeah. So that's it, man. That's the charge. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul tells Timothy, he charges him to preach the word. And yo, it's a lot of good resources out there. You know what I'm saying? Spirit Empowered Preaching by my man Art Azurdia. Christ-Centered Preaching by Brian Chappell. The Supremacy of God in Preaching by John Piper. Get these resources, man. More than anything, dig into the Word of God. Meditate on it and give it to your people. Grace and peace. Yeah.
Everybody's got that day where they reach out to God,
yeah,
and they say, God,
what's up?
I want to know you this time for real.
That's right.
Just know when you do this, he's going to throw in a lifesaver, Yeshua, Jesus, Messiah,
yeah,
and then his son will reach out to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on. Here we go.
When you're moving fast forward in a world of change, and you can't catch up and you feel the same way I did, to reach out to you. If you lost your way, don't know where to turn, raise your hands in the air, ask for help the same way I did, to reach out to you. When your day turns into dark and your smile turns into fear, and when it's done, to reach out.
Grace, pleasure. Grace and peace to all my sisters in Chi-Town. Grace and peace to all my sisters in Denton, Dallas. Grace and peace to all my sobbing great sisters. All my sisters in Philly. A Pimp, what up, y'all? Grace and peace to all the elect ladies.
Girls.
Okay, I need you to settle down now. Guess what? I have a story for you. It's about a little girl. You ready? Once upon a time, in a distant land, far beyond the sea, where there lived no man or woman. In fact, lo and behold, the oldest person there was only 12 years old, because all the grown-ups had washed away in a flood. One town in particular there was called Mud, because every sister, cousin, and brother, from head to toe in mud, they were covered. But anyway, in this town called Mud, there lived a little girl named Penelope Judd. Now, Penelope was a very sad, sad girl, because she was living in a bad, bad world, where kids teased each other and acted really mean. They lied, cheated, and stole, and their speech was obscene. With no grown-ups around, nobody was really wise, so every kid did what was right in their own eyes. Penelope would cry, like every single day. No matter what she did, the tears wouldn't go away. But deep down in her heart, she hoped it would get better, because of what her grandpa had written in the letter. He said,
"Penelope, it's great news that I bring. On the mountaintop, there lives a great king. The king has a son, and being a proud father, he's going to throw the prince a huge party in his honor. But the good part, and I hope it gets you excited, Penelope Judd, you're officially invited. He's sending a dog, he'll tell you all you need to know. Just have your bags packed and be ready to go."
It had been such a long time Penelope was waiting. She wondered if the letter was true or just faking. But one day she was playing outside, and to a great surprise, the dove had arrived. He said,
"Off we go with no delay. Don't let nobody try to make you stay. We're gonna see the king. We're on our way, and all the old things gonna pass away.
Your turn." The dove told her that he was sent by the king. If she wanted to go, she had to run and grab her things. Penelope said, "Okay, I'll be right back." Ran into the house and came back out with her knapsack. The dove said,
"Penelope, the party is in a day. Stay alert, follow me, and I'll lead the way."
So as he flew and Penelope walked the path, she waved goodbye to her friends and they started to laugh. They said that she was silly for following the dove, just to go to some stupid party up above. Penelope and the dove continue on their way, but then she got sad because part of her wanted to stay. But then she thought to herself, "Why would I want to stay? Because all they do is play in the mud all day. And while they're doing that, I'm going to see the king." It made Penelope so happy she started to sing. She said,
"Off I go with no delay, and ain't nobody going to make me stay. I'm going to see the king. I'm on my way, and all the old things going to pass away."
Your turn. Walking for a long time, they reached the foot of the mountain and they started to climb. Penelope got scared, not sure if she could keep going because the mountain was very, very steep. On top of that, it was now dark outside. The dove said,
"Keep your eyes on me, I'll be your guide."
Getting to the top was a difficult trip, but the dove was there to pick her up whenever she slipped. And she was so excited when they got near the top that she didn't even stop when her knapsack dropped. The dove led her to the palace and said,
"Farewell, see you inside."
He flew away, Penelope rang the bell. A huge angel answered, looked her up and down. She knew something was wrong because he had a big frown.
"Can I help you, ma'am?"
"Yes, I'm here for the party. I have an invitation."
He said,
"I'm so sorry. There's no way that I can let you through these doors. The king won't let anyone dirty up his floor."
She didn't understand, so without coming near her, he reached into his pocket and he pulled out a mirror. And for the very first time, she saw that she was dirty. The palace was spotless. She knew she wasn't worthy. As
as the angels continued.
I'm sorry, little friend, but
a voice inside the party said,
you can let her in.
The next thing she knew, the prince himself was at the door. He looked at her, smiled, and said,
there's room for one more.
He reached out and touched her. Instantly, she was clean, wearing the brightest robe that she had ever seen. If the mud kids had seen it, they would have gone blind. Where'd you get it? She asked. He said,
actually, it's mine.
And as he let her in through the palace door, he sang the sweetest song she ever heard before. He said,
long ago, laid aside my crown, became a mud kid, traveled to your town. They kicked me out, didn't want me around, but those who love me get to share my crown.
Your turn.
Long ago, laid aside his crown, became a mud kid, traveled to our town.
That's Shyman singing Penelope Judd, and that's from his album called Stories. And just before that, we had Shyman singing Work It Out. And we're going to do another one by Shyman, and this one is called The Cross. Thanks for listening to Truth Be Told Radio.
So what I need is I need you to come with me. Because we're going to do some time travel. We're going to travel back about 2,000 years to the most significant event in the history of the universe. You ready? All right, let's go. Yeah. There's something you got to see. Journey with me. It's approximately 30 A.D. in the land of Israel, the city of Jerusalem. But on the outside, it screams and loud cries. Two faces seen can be seen without eyes. The mean shout lies and seems to sound wise. As we inch through the crowd, we need to be cautious. A Roman execution meant on three courses. But all the focus is on the one in the center. The gate closes behind you. No one can enter. The sight you behold is so odd to stun. The man hanging on the cross is God the Son.
12 noon is pitch black.
Cause the sun shines blackened. Your minds can't fathom this divine transaction. As slowly the sound becomes mostly drowned, you realize that you're standing on holy ground.
So forever will I tell, in 3 hours Christ suffered more than any sinner ever will in hell. So forever will I tell, in 3 hours Christ suffered more than any sinner ever will in hell. So forever will I tell, in 3 hours Christ suffered more than any sinner ever will in hell. So forever will I tell, in 3 hours Christ suffered more than any sinner ever will in hell.
That you're controlling this at the cross. You see how you feel about sin at the cross. Your unfathomable love for men at the cross. It's where we see your sovereignty at the cross. We see our idolatry at the cross. We know that there's a judgment day from the cross. May we never take our eyes away from the cross.
We're now in the realm of the sublime and profound. With God at the helm, it's about to go down. The Father's wrath precise will blast in flight. The priceless Master Christ as a sacrifice. Willingly, he's under the curse to be treated as if the Son was the worst scum of the earth. The scene is the craziest. Jesus being treated as if he is the shadiest atheist. How is it the Messiah is in the fiery pit as if he was a wicked liar with twisted desires? The one who's sinless and just, punished as if he was promiscuous and mischievous with vicious lust. The source of all godly pleasure, tormented as if he was a foul investor or child molester. How could he be bruised like he was a goody two shoes who doesn't think that she needs the good news? He's perfect in love and wisdom, but he's suffering as if he constructed the corrupt justice system. We should mourn at the backdrop. Jesus torn like he's on the corner with crack rock, with porn on his laptop. What is this kid? His gifts are infinite, but he's hit with licks for religious hypocrites. He's the light, but being treated like he's the seedy type who likes to beat his wife. He's treated like a rapist, treated like a slanderer, treated like a racist, or maybe a philanderer. Jesus being penalized like he had sin inside, filled with inner pride while committing genocide. I could fight for a billion years and still can't name all of the sins placed on the Lamb slain. But know this, the main thing the cross demonstrated, the glory and the holiness of God vindicated.
So forever will I tell, in 3 hours Christ suffered more than any sinner ever will in hell. So forever will I tell, in 3 hours Christ suffered more than any sinner ever will in hell. So forever will I tell, in 3 hours Christ suffered more than any sinner ever will in hell. So forever will I tell, in 3 hours Christ suffered more than any sinner ever will in hell.
Controlling at the cross. He sees how you feel about sin at the cross. Your unfathomable love for men at the cross. It's where we keep your sovereignty at the cross. We see our idolatry at the cross. We know that there's a judgment day from the cross. May we never take our eyes away from the cross.
We can call you, you redeemed. me make this plain, kids. God is the greatest. He never changes. His ways are blameless. For his own glory and at different stages, he raises up servants to make his name famous. I highlight one particular servant for the purpose of encouraging your worship to the Lord. Furthermore, Charles Haddon Spurgeon was born on the outskirts of London, 1834. His dad and his grandpa were both in the ministry. His mother was praying for his soul since his infancy. Naturally intelligent, rapidly developing, but lacking Jesus' fellowship, that would be irrelevant. The God of his mother unknown. Though Christ was up in his home, the faith just wasn't his own. The Lord answered prayer when, at the age of 10, young Charles became convinced of the wages of sin. For the next 5 years, the Spirit brought conviction, terrors and affliction, aware of his condition. One Sunday morning, though the stormiest snow kept Charles from going in the church he'd normally go. Randomly stepped into a church, heard the words, "Look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth." And though only heaven knows the name of the preacher, that's the day that Spurgeon became a believer. 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 So merciful, always so purposeful. Those whom he draws find his call irreversible. Immediately after Spurgeon's conversion, obediently, he was earnest to serve him. The Lord poured his Spirit on Spurgeon abundantly. Anyone could see that he spoke with profundity, extraordinary giftedness seen, proclaiming God's mysteries at the age of 15 in a place called Water Beach, graced with the sort of speech that even made the old folks say, "This boy can preach." In fact, he was so crafted after the master of Baptist Church snatched him and asked him to pastor. At the time, he was 17 years old, on fire for the King who redeemed his soul. People flocked from everywhere. It was quite a scene. Called to a church in London at the age of 19. He was more than ready to his Lord. He was dedicated, even though he was never formally educated. If you would have scratched him, he would bleed Bible. A rich prayer life was his means of survival. Amount that he read was truly mind-blowing, steeped in the writings of dudes like John Owen. And by God's grace, he fed the sheep new manna. In London, met his wife. Her name was Susanna. 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 The grace of God stand to the side, the Spirit exalting the Lamb who has died. It can't be denied, this man we describe was simply a tool in the hand of his God. To observe this servant, extremely instructive. One word about Spurgeon is he was productive. Preach Jesus, no speakers, loudly he shouted. Each week packed houses of crowds in the thousands. His sermons were published, 62 volumes. He worked almost like he just knew he would die soon. Made mad disciples, passed on his knowledge, established a school to train pastors in college, sold out to the Lord Jehovah his portion. Also, he built 2 homes for the orphans, a monthly magazine, plus he wasn't too busy to write books, about 150. God's grace in Spurgeon was manifest, but remember, the best man is a man at best. Yes, he struggled with depression, consistently sick kid, both he and Susanna physically afflicted. He experienced as a servant of Jesus the power of God made perfect in weakness. Later on comes complications, his stance for orthodoxy got him shunned by his denomination. But through all the hardships and all the controversy, he never stopped relying on the sovereign God of mercy. And when he had finished pressing towards the goal, he entered into heaven at the age of 57. His life is a case of God's grace effectively at work in sinners to leave a great legacy. The proof is many years later in your speakers, we're praising Jesus for raising up the Prince of Preachers. 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 Prince of Preachers.
That was a song called Spurgeon, and once again, that's Shylin. If you want to get any of his albums, you could go to his website. It's his name's spelled S-H-A-I and then L-I-N-N-E, Shylin. And that's his website, shylin.com. And we've also played before, of course, Go Fish. And if you want to check out their albums, go to Go Fish Guys, G-U-I-S. GoFishGuys.com, and you can see their stuff. And also, we played Aviad Cohen, and his website is Aviad Cohen, AviadCohen. Also, an easier link that will also go to the same website is you go to hookedonthetruth.com, hookedonthetruth.com, and that'll get you to Aviad Cohen's music. So please support the artist if you like him. Thank you for listening. Also, the Truth Be Told Radio. And next, we're going to play a song called, also by Shylin, called Lord of Patience on Truth Be Told Radio.
Righteous. righteousness with brothers and sisters. We're hostile, our unforgiveness, all because we're just missing the gospel. We should be slow to anger, but your word was slow to hear it. Oh Father, help us please, we truly need your Holy Spirit. He is the only person who can shape this fruit within us. We praise the risen Savior who is able to present us without an ounce of blame, with zero doubt or shame. Lord Jesus, down you came from heaven to announce your reign in the hearts of your people, and now we have the truth, and gladly choose to praise you for all of your attributes. Who can record your graces, adored through scores of ages? Your reward is the nations, for you are the Lord of patience.
Lord of patience.
Lord of patience.
Oh, sovereign God, you are the Lord of
glorious, glorious, resurrected one. To him belongs the power, glory, and honor. Ascended where he sits at the right hand of the Father. At the cross he made atonement, his people he saved. After 3 days he was raised and defeated the grave. By faith the elect behold him, his scepter is golden. He must have been hot and slippery, cause death couldn't hold him. The spotlight is on today's icons. In 1,000 years nobody will care, their light's gone. But at that time Christ will still shine bright. He's not in the limelight, he is the limelight. Criminal minded, you've been blinded. Looking for the body of Jesus, you won't find it. We never lack spirit, letting you cast hear it, cause it soon is empty like most secular rap lyrics.
Plato is dead, Socrates is dead, Aristotle and Immanuel Kant are dead, Nietzsche and Darwin are dead. However, Jesus is alive. Buddha is dead, Muhammad is dead, Gandhi and Haile Selassie are dead, Elijah Muhammad is dead, however, Jesus is alive,
Throughout history, there's been mad religious leaders, prophets, preachers, scholars, teachers. But when it came to the grave, no one could climb out. That's where Jesus stands alone, like taking a time out. And don't be misled, I got a level head. No resurrection, Christianity would have never spread. The disciples weren't stupid guys who would ruin their lives and then choose to die for what they knew was a lie. That would be beyond ridiculous. Not an issue is the risen Christ seen by 500 eyewitnesses. Imagine 500 people in a court of law, each of them taking stand reporting what they saw. If their stories lined up and made sense, the evidence would have to leave you convinced,
no doubt.
But still it's by faith that we trust and praise the Son who was raised for our justification. Check it out.
Nero is dead, Constantine is dead, Genghis Khan and Attila the Hun are dead, Alexander the Great is dead, however Jesus is alive, Napoleon is dead, Lao Tzu is dead, Che Guevara and Henry the Eighth are dead, Saddam Hussein is dead, however Jesus is alive.
Through faith in Christ, we've been saved from hell. Because he's risen, it means we'll be raised as well. In glorified bodies fit for the new earth. For now, we participate in the new birth. The universal reality of the true church. With resurrection power, watch the spirit do work. United with Christ, we reside in his light. Abide in his might, keeping stride as we fight the pride in our life. The lies and the spite, we strive to be wise as he guides. Through the night, he'll try and he'll slice. Recognize that he's right, his brightness inside lights our eyes. And it's tight, decided to die to wash white all our strife. His life was the price to delight in his wife. He told death's sight just to rise like a kite. All eyes on the Christ, let's prize him tonight.
Pharaoh is dead, Cyrus is dead, Darius and Sennacherib are dead, Nebuchadnezzar is dead, however,
Jesus is alive.
Caesar is dead, Herod is dead, Annas, Caiaphas, and Judas are dead, Pontius Pilate is dead, however,
Jesus is alive.
Yeah, he's alive, y'all. He's alive, y'all. What? He's alive, y'all. Yeah. He's alive, y'all. All praise to the risen one, the Lord Jesus. What? Yeah.
I'm your host, Melissa Cantrella, and that was Shining singing Jesus is Alive. And I want to remind you that we have a website at truthbetoldradio.com, truthbetoldradio.com. Check out what our next show is going to be weekly, and also see some picture of me, the host, and some other cool stuff. Let's see, next what we got for you is another something from Go Fish, and they're singing this song. It's called Love Like This. Thanks for listening to me, Trippy Melissa, on Trippy Toll Radio.
And warriors have laid their weapons down for the love.
You're listening to Trippy Tola Radio, and I'm your host, Melissa Canchola. And if you have any ideas for us, maybe guests or suggestions for the show, send us an email at truthbetoldradioshow@gmail.com. truthbetoldradioshow@gmail.com. And once again, thanks for listening. And I'm going to play a song next. This one is called Martyrs. Thanks for listening. Trippy Tola Radio.
The time, 20th century. The place, China. The martyr, a young girl.
Jenny from the head of it down the path is straight. It's time so that we can have life pass.
We would gather so pastor could season as Christians. We were pleased just to hear the read in the scripture. Cause here in Asia, we can't worship like the states. Cause servants of grace might be murdered for their faith. So we give Christ the praise and secretly. We ain't treated equally. Even on today, our Bible studies held illegally. As pastor opened a read in the first sentence, communist soldiers in kitchen doors clean off the hinges. I knew this could happen for accepting his precious gift. They threatened to kill us with guns clutched within the fist. I'm shaking and scared. Even though Jesus is my everything, I don't know if I'm prepared to die at the age of 17. The lead in the fist, he turned to my pastor, look, put a gun to his face and told him, hand over the book. He reluctantly handed over the text that he saw his door. They laughed as he grabbed it, and it was smashed to the floor. I was truly grieved as I looked in his eyes. He said, any of you can leave if you spit on this book alive. A man walked up, cried as he fell to the floor. Father, forgive me, please. I trembled with fear as my mind started to think about death. Her leaking with sweat, I thought my heart would beat through my chest. A woman that walked up next, spit on the Bible and left. The pistol shot in the air, continued yelling out threats. I was tempted to do it, I just wanted to leave. The moment I thought this, I felt overwhelmingly grieved. I gritted my teeth, tears began to stream down my face. I needed some faith, I just started to think on his grace. In my head, I said, forget it, as I walked from the text. Kneeled to the floor, watched him spit out the Bible with my dress. Delivered Christ to die's game, ain't a popular song. I prayed, Father, forgive him as I was shot in the dome.
The time, 1536. The place, outside of Brussels. The martyr, William Tyndale.
I refuse to look to John Huss's goose was cooked. Lord, I want to put your truth in books. Now concerning my faith, no turning away. I know eternity awaits, even if I'm burned at the stake. Like avoiding their attack to me would profit me. Great whores act to be properly the papacy and prophecy. They say the Pope's the holiest. Only if these people could see its phoniness. It's scripturally erroneous. The Pope of men fail to respect. They want to seek death to William Tyndale. So then I inhale a deep breath. Two doors, my hands pushed as I stride inside. I was grabbed by men hiding it. An ambush. I was sabotaged. He was disguised and camouflaged as a friend of me. I didn't know he was the enemy, not through discerning. I see this group is yearning with ill will to kill Bill like Uma Thurman. It's a chaotic frenzy. As they plot against me, hey, if God defends me or ends me, he'll soon determine. Now I plead for these people. They grieve your cathedral. I don't want to repay evil for evil. When I'm weak, I'm made strong. Got my brave face on. Was cheap for the sword of being killed all the day long. I'll never be a man pleaser. No matter how tight the grip of the hand squeeze. I can't breathe, I stand with Jesus. Even if plans are grievous as they try to put me to sleep like anesthesia. Now I'm gagging and gasping, I'm sold out for you. No doubt this news won't choke out the truth and leave a lasting legacy. Cats who would never read the word after the death of me. Cats can cleverly get past the heresy and grab for this weaponry. This sword now, Lord, I pass to the heavenly.
The time, approximately 100 A.D. The place, Rome. The martyr, Anonymous.
My wrists bleed from the shackles as I get dragged in the gravel. My ribs hurt, was arrested and tackled. Snatched up, I was preaching. Pulled in the back row, beat for the God that I stand for. A young man, I'm a Roman, first in the Daniel. Yo, I gotta be an example. Feet by decree of the Emperor's panel. To kill Christians in all of the land. So, yo, now they got me. Tied up, done getting trampled. Forcing my death while they chant, yo. No gospel, Christ is a scandal. The mob screams as I'm violently handled. But I am a sample, a grace that is ample. The shame, though the pain isn't canceled. Strained as a mane by the rage of the grapple. Each swing hurting me more than the last blow. Kicked by the sandals, struck by the rods. Cracked from the whips in the hands of the gods. Mocked by the people, they
in flames.
The time, approximately 62 A.D. The place, Jerusalem. The martyr, James, the brother of Jesus.
Sovereign Lord, you're so holy, you know me. I'm nothing but dust and I trust in you only. I see the faces in the crowd below me. I'm standing on the rooftop of the temple and they about to throw me off because I've been causing a major fuss. They call me James the Just, Jesus the name I trust. In the days of his flesh, he was my brother in the physical. I thought that he was crazy, enough that I would ridicule. But since his resurrection, I see he meticulously rules. And next to his perfections, I'm ridiculously minuscule. Astounding, I'm taking a pounding and bruise for him. I look around and see the mountains surrounding Jerusalem. Suddenly I get calm, reminded of God's promise in verse 2 of the 125th Psalm. I hear the obscene chatter, for me no tears or screams scatter, or fears of getting my spleen splattered. Christ is supreme, so extreme is the theme of his redeemed team. By no means is my dream shattered, embracing what is after as I'm facing this disaster. I have to, cause no slave is greater than his master. They told me to deny Jesus and not be an apostle. My response, repent and believe in the gospel. They threw me off the roof for that last phrase spoken. I hit the ground alive with both of my legs broken. They acting so wickedly, with no sympathy. My blood flowed vividly, I felt stones hitting me. Yo, inwardly, Jesus gave me peace like Stephenum. I reached up to heaven and began to intercede for them. Father, forgive them, though their sin's great and enormous. One of their own said, brothers, wait, he's praying for us. One cat had so much hate in his heart for Jesus, his blunt instrument crushed my skull into pieces.
The time, modern day. The place, the streets of New York. The martyr, a street evangelist.
Yeah, in the beginning, before I drove back to Infinite, I grew up in the world with no truth within it. No hope, no dream, no future in it. Only crackheads with some state truth within it. I grew up with a mother, brother, sister, no pops. Families locked up, we teased the crooked cops. Dope dealers and thugs on street corners and blocks. Dudes that push weight can still be getting knocked. That was my life before I married a Christ. So now I rap hard on the block and day and the night. 2 a.m. in the morning, it's my third weekend. So far, 17 souls walked away from their sin. It's a struggle on the block in the heart of the pit. Where the fiends look like zombies as they search for a fix. 14 across the street and she licking the lips. Asking Poppy for a date while she grinding the hip. I can't believe what I'm seeing, but thank God for the mission. Cause he touches hearts and opens up the mind for the vision. And people saying I should make the right decision. Cause the devil said he's lurking, but I'm moving with precision. I can't be scared, I'm a soldier for the kingdom. I'm a dub and I gotta rep hard till I meet him. And tell the world that it's crucial they receive him. Cause he's coming back, nobody knows the AM or the PM. And on the block I could see it was beef. The spirit told me they was coming, I refused to retreat. The leader stepped to my face saying he was the man. And ain't no God in earth and heaven gonna ruin his plan. I looked him in his eyes and told him this ain't had to be the end. The Lord loves the man regardless as to what he's done and did. Satan filled his heart so he ain't really care what I said. Cop back the 9 and bust 3 shots to my head.
That was Martyrs by Shannon, and I want to remind you to pray for the other Christians in the world, the ones that are being under serious things like this, of being under persecution and someone to death. Pray for them to be brave and preach the gospel, and also for their family and friends and everyone that they come into contact with. Especially so they can get the gospel to them and be encouraged and sometimes we forgive about that, especially from where I am in USA because it's more comfortable and usually the most persecution we get is maybe someone dissing us or something or making us uncomfortable. But thanks to them for being faithful. And thanks for God being faithful. And I watched recently a video in church and it says that prayer, it's the least we could do is the most we could do, saying that prayer is going to help them and help us in life and maybe for people we're praying for too, like that they get the gospel. So it does a lot, makes it, like saying, it'll make it seem like it's not much at all, but it is going forward, going to the throne of God and asking Him. And if you are a Christian and you're listening, I urge you to turn from your sins, to turn to God for salvation, because we don't know how long we have left. And thank you for listening to Truth Be Told Radio. And next, what we will have for you is this song, On a Lighter Note. This one is called, let's see, we had that one, let me see. I think this one is, this one's called, sorry, I'm looking at my playlist. Let's see. We'll play, I think I played all those ones. Okay, I'll ride you. Gotta find something to play. Sorry. I'll remind you that Truth Be Told Radio is archived on iTunes. That means all of them get played, sent to iTunes after the live show. And you can download all the past shows. It's free for you. And so please check that out on iTunes and also here on Blog Talk Radio. And let's see, I think I got a song for you. This one is actually called, I think it's called, and yeah, I think we didn't play this one yet. And Adam All Die. Not so quite light, but it's a good one. And it's important to hear about, sometimes about a reminder of our sin. Thanks for seeing Truth Be Told.
Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come.
The curse from my birth, sinning from the beginning, the womb to the tomb, the grave to the grave, astray every day, every breath brings death, and Adam all died, and Adam all died. We're rebels like the devil, scheming like demons, prideful with our idols, disgusting with our lusting, twisted and sensitive, selfish and helpless, and Adam all died, and Adam all died.
Yeah.
I think I played that one already, so I'm going to play this one now. This one I know I didn't play yet. It's called, so sorry about that. This is Shannon singing the greatest story ever told on Truth Be Told Radio.
Each of our lives is a story, and with each new person we meet, we become a part of their story, and they become a part of ours. The God who created the universe has somehow woven together these billions of stories into one story, which is the greatest story ever told. Aye, check it. Let's go back in time, brethren. Divine lessons. Always keep your mind guessing. The glory of the triune gods, what I'm stressing. The origin of humankind was fine. Blessings were plenteous. God is amazingly generous. Crazy benefits in a state of innocence. God told the man what he could taste was limited. Not long after came a nemesis in Genesis. He scanned well. Man fell. Damned to hell. The whole human race, he represented it. Fooled by the serpent. Man through his work, woman through birth, even the earth ruled by the curses. But instead of awake, immediately God said a seed would be the one to crush the head of the snake. Yo, wait, what's this? Whoa, what gracious gift. In Jehovah's faithfulness, he clothed in nakedness. This was so they would know their Savior's kiss and bliss. But first, many growing pains exist. Suffering in the worst form, ugly deeds. Eve's firstborn seed made his brother bleed. Indeed, things got progressively worse. Every section of the earth been affected by the curse. And though God's judgments against sin were gory, praise the Lord, it's not the end of the story.
It's the greatest story ever told. A God that so exposed his heart's time called. It's the greatest story ever told. The story known that the enemy's told. It's the greatest story ever told. The glory of Christ is the goal. It's the greatest story ever told. It's the greatest.
Next scene, man's sin was extreme. God gets steamed. Man gets
scream. The Lord is so holy that he drowned them in the water. Fire in the valley of slaughter, Sodom and Gomorrah. But at the same time, he's so gracious and patient that from one man, he created a whole nation. Eventually enslaved by the mentally depraved, they cried out to the only one with the strength that he could save. He brought them out with signs and wonders, satisfied the hunger. Then he appeared on Mount Sinai in thunder, where he laid down the law for God ruled government, commonly referred to as the Mosaic Covenant. Sins imputed, so for man to know he's unrighteous, God instituted animal sacrifices. This was to show our constant need for atonement. And when it came to sin, the Lord would never condone it. And when his people disobeyed and went astray, he raised up prophets and kings to lead them in the way. But they would get foul with their idolatry, wet and wild. Prophecy sent them into exile to take their punishment like a grown man. Then with his own hand, he placed them back in their homeland. And while in their forefathers' land they dwell, they awaited the arrival of Emmanuel.
It's
word.
The greatest story ever told. The God that soon exposed his heart's time. It's the greatest story ever told. The story known that the enemy's told. It's the greatest story ever told. The glory of Christ is the goal. It's the greatest story ever told. It's the greatest.
After 400 silent years, filled with sighs and tears, in Bethlehem the Messiah appears. God in the flesh, second person of the Trinity, at 30 begins his earthly ministry. Baffling cats with accurate, exact facts and back-to-back miraculous acts. A stumbling block to the self-righteous, but to humble his flock, said there's no one else like this. He came from heaven to awake the numb, demonstrated his power over nature's son, a foretaste of the kingdom in the age to come. But the reason he came was to pay the sum for the depths of our wickedness, our wretched sinfulness. Bless his magnificence, he's perfect and innocent, yet he was wrecked and his death, he predicted it. Next he was stretched, paid a debt that was infinite. He said that he finished it, resurrected, so being left would be the recipients of his benefits. Through faith and penitence we get to be intimate. His grace is heaven sent, it never diminishes. Now the Holy Spirit in dwelling is the evidence for heaven's future residents, who truly represent Jesus, the author, producer, director, and star of the story that'll never ever end. Ever end.
It's the greatest story ever told. The God that soon exposed his heart's time. It's the greatest story ever told. The story known that the enemy's told. It's the greatest story ever told. The glory of Christ is the goal. It's the greatest story ever told. It's the greatest. It's the greatest story ever told. The God that soon exposed his heart's time. It's the greatest.
As we enter into room 168, we encounter Mr. Smith, who is moments away from death. Let's listen in on his inner monologue.
Yeah.
As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all the strugglers who died, and I'm in fear of what awaits me on the other side. As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all the strugglers who died, and I'm in fear of what awaits me. Who knew that I'd be shook up as I look up to the heavens and see it's near with IVs hooked up like secrets? It was nice to be kept by Christ. Now every night's a deep sweat from a life of regrets to feel it's gone. Was faith real? Not fake like silicone. Fretting like it's okay, like little John was feeling soft. My will was drawn to this common facade. Lord, now I repent for each debt in your armor of God. Knowing this is your name that we defraud. Without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. My heart, I can't mask from you. Don't want to be a part of your massacre. Please don't stop my cardiovascular. I hope I rep C-H-R-I-S-T. It's for them so good I could win an SP.
like Wayne Gretzky. Lord, put my heart at ease, please, before I decrease my BP. And they saying, Claire, I need CC. I think I'm losing them, because I'm bruised from sin within. And don't think I'll see your new Jerusalem, you're just, Lord. I need to be assured, I'm unsure and insecure that went in the bounds and grace is much more. I need to get confidence, believe in your promises of Jesus' accomplishments. Not help from the drugstore, because mostly my reputation would count the world as defecation. Yet I proceed with trepidation. Sin was strong and my deadliest foe. Steady wrong, am I ready to go? I pray to God, because it's hard to accept. My heart's heavy, you know. I'm not sure if I'm ready to go. Although you had promised I would live again, for believing in Jesus I'm forgiven. Yet I'm shivering from hidden sin, cause in the back of my mind I knew I struggled as my pastime. Now I'm scared to flatline.
Next, we move down the hall to the cancer wing, room 197, the room of Mr. Jones. His situation is very similar to Mr. Smith's. Let's listen in.
As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all my brothers who died, and I'm prepared for what awaits me on the other side. As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all my brothers who died, and I'm prepared for what awaits me. Life was quick, but these last breaths seem the longest. I'm on the brink of entering everything that you promised. My heart skips thinking of what I'll be in the moment. This joy is undeniably precious fruit of atonement. I cry tears of happiness, cause looking back, I see the trap that you sovereignly mapped for me. I see immaculate. The cross of Christ is awesome price, and your grace that carried me. I persevered in shadows of brothers who walked the path for me. In just a few breaths, I walk into a marriage feast and taste of your goodness without getting a cavity. Your majesty will light up the city that we'll inhabit, and the land will be the lamp in the middle. There'll be no PM. I tremble at the fact that I'll be captured by the blazing glory of the one that I've been waiting to see. And I'll see him. Yeah. To see his face and worship perpetually won't be boring, cause his flesh won't be a hitch anymore. I'll be restored to the morning after morning. And cause you bled death, I'll leave here on his hospital bed and step into the presence of the bridegroom in heaven. No more valleys to tread a trek through 11. The fight against all things will be made new. No struggling to pray, we'll sing of your glory with angels. I'm eager to go, I know I'm a part of your kingdom. Upon Christ's seeds, I'll see bliss when the beat comes. My life was long and I'm ready to go. I stood strong and I'm ready to go. Can't wait to sing along with it long up in heaven, you know. It's where I belong, I'm ready to go. My steeps are worn down hard from running this marathon in the trenches. Was far from pretending, pressed on with repentance. So now it's time for me to pass the baton, and at long last I'll pass on into heaven.
Finally, as we leave Mr. Jones's room, we travel upstairs to room 235, where we encounter Mr. Michaels, also moments away from death. Let's hear what's going on in his mind.
As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all the others who died, and I don't care what awaits me on the other side. As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all the others who died, and I don't care what awaits me. Yo. In a hospital bed, blood clots in my head, body chock full of meds, and I got to be fed through a tube. I'm comatose, wet food, aromas gross, pursue lewd moods as a refuge, overdose, frantic seizure, life empty, scary, demanded leisure, anesthesia, temporary amnesia. I'm found in this predicament, surrounded by significant others. My mother is prouder and I'm listening. I hear a person's voice that I don't recognize, praying for me. It must be a reverend in his lies, nurse checking in my eyes, ain't getting no replies. If she knew I heard everything, I bet she'd be surprised. My family's upsetting me with cries. What they crying for? If I could speak, I'd ask the reverend, what he lying for? He said something about believing in the Lord. That's ridiculous. We all know that Jesus was a fraud. Atheism is logical. Blind faith is comical. Seven-day creation and Satan are mythological. The Bible's full of statements made by men who were shaken, too scared to face the end. The reverend said, don't be hostile to the gospel. Choose it. The only gospel I like is gospel music. He said if I understood him, take my finger and wiggle one. But if I could have, I would have gave him the middle one. Because he's wrong and I'm ready to go. Said I'm strong, yo, I'm ready to go. If it's on, then
When it's on, bring it on. I'm ready to go. Let's get it on, son. I'm ready to go. I'm anticipating, hitting the essence. I'll crash through the gate in minutes or seconds. His antics are fake, so I'm dissing the reverend. My last action shaking, my fist at the heavens. Shaking my fist at the heavens, my lifetime pastime, but now no more natural light shines, flatline. Just as I was dissing his name, I'm hit with the flames as my soul left my physical frame. Frightened, my senses heightened, defenseless against this relentless lightning. A stampede of thunderclaps, I can't breathe, it's like I'm running laps with my lung collapse. I can't leave, I'm fucking trapped. Meanwhile, I am no longer see now. The life I lived in the body, that feels like the dream now. And I've awakened to a real life nightmare. It's quite clear, no use putting up a fight here. My destiny is sealed. A true catastrophe with future agonies that have yet to be revealed. And that thought alone is such a blow to me, it's terrible. Cause what I'm feeling right now is totally unbearable. I'm disembodied, met my worst fear mentally. Every second like a year, every year a century. No one that I can call. I'm crushed under a wall of holy fury, amazed by the justice of it all. Getting what I deserve, in fact my soul is burning black. I cross over the threshold, never to be saved. Eternal is the furnace and it ain't no turning back. Oh God, just let me send my fam a letter from the grave.
Having lunged fist first into a fixed state of horror and agony, Mr. Michaels attempts to gather his bearings. As he scrambles to find a way to warn his family, little does he know that, as sincere as he may be, the following efforts are sadly in vain.
Oh God, oh God, I'm in agony right now. I'm in agony in this fire. Please. My cousins, my nieces, friends, co-workers, everybody needs to read this. You probably thinking I'm in heaven smiling down upon you, but it's not true. I'm writing this now to warn you. I'm serious, wish I could put a gun to your face. Whatever it takes to make you listen, don't come to this place. I made tons of mistakes when I was there with y'all, certainly. The worst by far was not preparing for eternity. It's crazy. I don't even know how to tell y'all, but I'm in hell, y'all. And I know it's upsetting to hear, it's upsetting to be here, but I write so you get it and see clear. I don't have all the answers, I broke for more, but there are a couple of things that I know for sure. Reincarnation is a lie, there's no such thing as Satan lie. Getting to heaven through meditation, that's a lie. Yo, it's vital we build, homicidal I feel, your pride will be killed. The God of the Bible is real, y'all know. I ain't read the Bible a day in my life, but he's the one who's inflicting all my pain and my strife. So get a Bible and read it, whatever you read, believe it. After believe in, eat it, sleep it, and breathe it. There's much more to this man Jesus. Observe the story, and I can tell you that there's no such thing as purgatory. What I wouldn't give to have your opportunity. I see my pride is ruining me, ignoring God is lunacy. There's no comfort, all shame, no peace. There's no slumber, all pain, it don't cease. So don't be lax when attack with distractions. The flashes and attractions have me relaxing. Now I'm awake for the first time ever, but from the goodness of God's works I'm severed. Regretting all the tracks that I threw in the trash, regretting moving fast in pursuit of the cash, regretting spending all my life trusting myself, regretting not reading the Bible up on my shelf, regretting all the stuff in life that had me caught up, regretting switching the subject when Christ was brought up, regretting not going to church when my friends invited me.
That was a song that is called, with Mike Olson. It's called As the Hour Draws Near. And you're listening to me, Melissa Cantola, on Truth Be Told Radio. And once again, that was by Shylin. And next we're going to play, another song from Go Fish. And this song, let's see if I can find it real quick. Maybe I didn't get it uploaded yet. Well, the one I'm looking for is if you're happy and you know it. It's not really a Christian song, but Go Fish, they do like other songs from like kids stuff. This one's from it's called Party Like a Preschooler. So this album that they have, it has more songs like just traditional kids songs. It's fun, and they're good singers too. And let's see, doesn't look like it got uploaded, so sorry about that, but we'll have another good one by Shylin, and I'll upload that for you, the Happy and You Know It. And this one is that I'm playing is called All Consuming Fire by Shannon. Thanks for listening. Truth Be Told.
The glory of God not honored. The holiness of God not reverenced. The greatness of God not admired. The power of God not praised. The truth of God not sought. The wisdom of God not esteemed, the beauty of God not treasured, the goodness of God not savored, the faithfulness of God not trusted, the commandments of God not obeyed, the justice of God not respected, the wrath of God not feared, the grace of God not cherished, the presence of God not prized, the person of God not loved. That is sin.
Come on. Look, plane. So mindful of its gravity, this poetry is plain. A frightful catastrophe, his foes will be in pain. Stifle their anatomy and souls will be sustained. Recycled supernaturally and locally contained. The spiteful would be glad to see God's potency restrained. Noticeably profane, they're supposed to be ashamed. They joke like it's a game, they're woefully deranged. Maniacal, they're actually opposed to Jesus' reign. His rightful mastery of the whole of his domain. Not tribal, but massively and globally ordained. He died to make us happily devoted to his fame. His rivals with their strategies, the prideful with their apathy. Their idols and their blasphemies will only see the flames. Denial of his majesty is totally insane. The title of his masterpiece is holy as his name. Yes, he's gonna burn it away. The holy furnace will blaze. Eternal the day. Somebody come on.
By grace, through faith,
through
yeah. It's a song from my mommy.
How do you spell it?
Give me an M. L. Give me an O.
Give me an O.
O. Give me an M.
L.
M. What's that spell?
If you have a stroller, but you're still a rock and roller, you're a mom.
You're a mom.
If you're tired of doing dishes and you know who all the fish is, you're a mom.
Go Fish at Goldfish Guys That's G-U-I-S, GoFishGuys.com. And me, Melissa Cantrola, this is the end of the show for us. But we will end it as we came in with Go Fish, and it will be the song called the Be At Really. But also want to remind you for it though that you can find us on truthbetoldradio.com, and thank you for listening, and please tell us about the show if you like it, and if you got any ideas, send them to truthbetoldradioshow@gmail.com, truthbetoldradioshow@gmail.com. Also, like I said, see our website for more details on that. And once again, thanks for listening. And here is Go Fish with the VIV. Bye for now.
B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. B-I-B-L-E.